My review of Pope Leo XIV's Magnifica Humanitas by Alicia Sandoval. When I first started reading Pope Leo XIV's Magnifica Humanitas, I thought it was mainly going to be about artificial intelligence and the problems that come with it. But as I read more, I realized that the encyclical is really about something much deeper, what it means to be human, and how we are called to live in a world that is changing so quickly. What stood out to me most was Pope's reminder that human beings have a dignity that comes from God. We are not valuable because of how smart we are, how much money we make, or how productive we can be. We have value because we are created in the image and likeness of God. Artificial intelligence can write, calculate, create images, answer questions, and do many things faster than we can. Sometimes it can even seem more intelligent than a person. But none of that changes the fact that a machine is not made in the image of God. A computer can process information, but it cannot replace the unique dignity and worth of a human soul. I also appreciated what Pope Leo says about work. Work isn't just about making money. For many people, work gives them a sense of purpose and allows them to provide for their families and serve others. As AI becomes more common, some jobs will probably disappear or change. I think Pope Leo XIV is reminding us that we can't look at people simply as numbers or expenses. Behind every job is a person, a family, and a life. As Christians, we are called to care for one another, especially people who are vulnerable or struggling. Technology should help us do that, not make us forget about the people who are being left behind. Another part I found important was the Pope's concern about power. AI is becoming very powerful, and much of that power is controlled by a small number of companies and governments. That can be dangerous if it is used for greed, control, manipulation, or war. This made me think about Jesus' teaching that we are called to serve rather than simply seek power for ourselves. Technology should be used for the good of others, not just to make the people who control it richer or more powerful. I think that an important message was, do we go forward and create the Tower of Babel or rebuild Jerusalem with God at the center? I also think the encyclical makes an important point about truth. We live in a time when AI can create things that look and sound real even when they aren't. That makes it harder to know what we can trust. As Christians, this should matter to us because we are called to live in the truth. Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life." That means truth isn't just something we use when it is convenient. We are called to be honest, careful with our words, and responsible for what we share with other people. The Pope also talks about human relationships. AI can talk to us and make it seem like it understands us, but it cannot replace a real relationship with another person. More importantly, it cannot replace our relationship with God. Technology can give us information, entertainment, and convenience, but it cannot give us the love and grace that come from God. We were created for communion with God and with one another. No machine can take the place of that. The Pope isn't telling Christians to be afraid of technology. Instead, I think he is reminding us not to let technology become our master. We should use technology, but we should never allow it to take God's place in our lives. A big lesson is technology can be powerful, but it will never be more important than the human person God created. AI may become smarter and more advanced, but our purpose doesn't come from competing with machines. Our purpose comes from God. We are called to love God, love our neighbor, seek the truth, care for those who are suffering, and use the gifts God has given us for the good of others. The question isn't only, what can artificial intelligence do for us, but how can we use what God has given us without forgetting the God who gave it to us? I hope that everyone takes a moment to read Pope Leo XIV's encyclical Magnifica Humanitas.